Thank you for downloading this teaching from Freedom Apostolic Resources. It's part of a library that includes audio, video clips, and written resources available at freedomtrust.org.uk/AR. Now here's Mike Parsons.
A couple weeks ago I shared the first part of this teaching, which is about being ambassadors of heaven. And actually the songs we sang this morning were excellent. We lined up brilliantly with that. Now, to be an ambassador, 2 Corinthians 5:20, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us, and we beg you on behalf of Christ be reconciled to God. You know, it's our mission to go into the world and on God's behalf to encourage people to come to God themselves. And to do that, we have to be ambassadors to actually show people what it's like. Ephesians 6:20, Paul talking says, I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming the kingdom I may speak boldly. We're ambassadors of a different kingdom to the kingdom of the world. An ambassador is a diplomatic official of the highest rank, appointed and accredited as a representative in residence, so they live in a country, by one government or sovereign to another. So we are ambassadors of heaven here on earth. So we're living on earth, but we're representing heaven. An authorized messenger or representative, an agent, an apostolic delegate, a messenger, a minister, or an emissary. Those are all dictionary definitions of what an ambassador is. And everyone who is a believer in Jesus is an ambassador. Whether you like it or not, you are. And therefore you can be a good ambassador or you can be a bad ambassador, but you are here to represent heaven on earth. And the only way people can see God is to see it through us, through all of us. So it's a very important role. Philippians 3:20, our citizenship is in heaven. It's not actually on earth, it's in heaven, but we're to bring heaven to earth. Colossians 1:13, he has rescued us from the domain of darkness. Before we were Christians, we were in the domain of darkness, and the Bible says that the devil had blinded our eyes so that we could not see the truth. But when the light comes on, if you like, and we see our need of Jesus and we accept Jesus into our life, and we become a disciple, we're then transferred from that domain of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved son. We're transferred into God's kingdom, and we're then citizens. Citizens of a heavenly, supernatural kingdom. Because the kingdom of God is not just natural, it is supernatural. And Jesus demonstrated what the supernatural kingdom was when he was here on earth. What are the characteristics of the kingdom? What makes us distinctive? If we are to be different than the rest of the world, because we are representing a different set of rules, a set of principles, a set of values, ideals, what is it that makes us distinctive? Do people notice that we have supernatural abilities? Because if we're not healing the sick, doing miracles, casting out demons, doing the things that Jesus did, are we different than anybody else? Would people notice that we have a different outlook on life when they may be all doom and gloom and we are actually full of the joys of spring? Sometimes people will notice a difference. Do they notice a different attitude or a different approach to life? Because if we are to be true ambassadors, people should see the way we behave, how we think, what we say, everything about us, and notice something is different. Mike Bryant used to use this phrase when we had the revival meetings last year. Is it a crisis or an opportunity? When something goes wrong around us or in our lives, how do we respond? Because people are looking. How we respond will either make us a good ambassador or a bad one. Because every situation is an opportunity for God to do a miracle in. Every situation is an opportunity for God to overcome and to enable us to overcome those situations and things that we face. Do we do what Jesus would do in any situation? Because that is what being a good ambassador is. Here's a situation. What would Jesus do? I want to do that. Because then I'm representing heaven on earth. Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is within you. So we carry a sense of God's kingdom, his rule, his presence within us. Ephesians 2:19 says, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household. When we become a Christian, we become part of God's family, and we become a citizen of heaven, and we then are called God's household. Now, God's household is described as the church. It's the household of God that we're all members of. But also our lives can be described as God's household. And I want to explain that. God is within us. God is with us. But will we allow God to flow from us? Because an ambassador allows God within to come out through how we are, through how we live, through what we say, through what we do, that we're actually a channel for God to represent heaven on earth, to represent the things that God desires. His kingdom is his rule. So he has a certain set of things that he desires to come on earth as it is in heaven, and he wants to use us to be channels and ambassadors for that to happen. Genesis 28:12 is the story of Jacob. And Jacob is a very interesting character, and I think is a quite a significant character to understand the relationship between heaven and earth. Jacob went to a certain place, and that was a place of previous encounter where Abraham and Isaac had encountered God. It's called Bethel. He went there. It wasn't called Bethel then. It was called Luz. But he went there, and he had this experience. He went to sleep in that certain place, and he had an encounter. He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on earth, with its top reaching to heaven. So where did the ladder start? Heaven or earth? Earth. It went up into heaven. Behold, angels of God were ascending and descending. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord. So there was open heaven, and there was access to go up and down. Now, this is what Jacob said about his experience. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So when there's an open heaven, and where God's presence is, it can be described as the house of God and the gate of heaven. Now, I want to encourage you to think not just of a physical place or even a church gathering or meeting where there's an open heaven and the presence of God is there, but actually think about your life. Jesus said that over him there was an open heaven and angels were going up and down. Everyone in this room has angels assigned to them. Whether you know that or whether you interact with them is another thing. They're there to be ministers for the heirs of salvation, which is us. So they're to help us. So it's a supernatural dimension where heaven is open and we become a house of God and a gate of heaven. John 14:2, this is my paraphrase of this to explain how Jesus was talking about being a house or a dwelling place of God. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare you to be a dwelling place. Where was Jesus going? Nope. He was going to the cross. So Jesus was going to the cross to prepare us to be dwelling places of God. That's where he went. Then he came back. He says, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. He came back from the cross in resurrection. And it says, I will receive you to myself. So because of what Jesus did on the cross, and because he came back from death, he opened access for a relationship with him. And he says that where I am, there you may be also. Now he wasn't talking about a physical place, he was talking about a relationship. He was saying that he was going to the cross to prepare people to have a relationship with God, and that relationship would be intimate in that God would be not just around them or in heaven, but would be in them. John 14:10 explains this thing about where I am. It says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? So he was explaining that we went to the cross to prepare us to have this relationship where we would be in God and God would be in us. The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own initiative. So Jesus was actually saying here, I am an ambassador. I'm not come to bring my opinion. I've come to bring God's opinion. I come to speak God's words. I come to do God's acts. I come to represent God and the kingdom as it is in heaven on earth. And he says this, but the Father abiding in me or living or dwelling in me does his works. So when we become a house of God, God does his works through us if we let him. It's an opportunity for God to work through his people. In verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. So when we accept Jesus, when we ask God to forgive us, when we become born again in the sense of the Spirit of God coming to live in us, actually it's not just the Spirit comes, but the Father and the Son, and that we get the whole package. God comes to dwell within us, and we become something which is a house of God, a dwelling, a habitation of God. Literally, our bodies is an embassy of heaven on earth. And an embassy is foreign soil. So in this world, I am an embassy of heaven. And literally then, I become a gateway of heaven to earth as an ambassador. So heaven can manifest itself on earth through my life, through our lives, if we become ambassadors. Where are we ambassadors? Well, if my life is an embassy, it's wherever I am. Because I carry with me heavenly soil, heavenly authority, heavenly power. Everything comes with me because God's in me. And the kingdom is in me. So I am a manifestation of the rule of God wherever I am, which gives of me authority in the home, in the workplace, in the marketplace, neighborhood, in the school, in the college, in the day center here, in the therapeutic unity, wherever you are, you're an ambassador for God, and you are the embassy of heaven on earth. Everywhere you're to be an influence and to make a difference, in every arena. So whatever arena you find yourself in, you're called to make a difference. You're called to bring the influence of heaven. Now, in the first session, I talked about it. It's not just, well, I'm there to be an influence. Actually, it's about colonization. I'm actually here to take over, to see God's kingdom take over earth, to bring the rule of God into this world, to make things different and better, to transform the world from the place of darkness it's in into the place of light. Isaiah 60 says, arise, shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So God's kingdom has come upon us so that we can be light. And I want to talk more about that next week, but I want to encourage you to think, wherever I am I making a difference? Am I demonstrating something of the kingdom of heaven, or am I just living my own way, my natural way, the way I've been brought up, the way I just think myself, or am I going to be influenced and directed by what's in me, God, his kingdom? Whether it's in our family, in politics, education, finance, media, sport, recreation, entertainment, whatever area or sphere that we're in, we're supposed to make a difference. And we're supposed to bring God's kingdom to change that for the better. John 15:19 says, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. We have been chosen to be different and to be distinctive. We still live in the world, but we're not of this world's authority and power and kingdom anymore. We have a higher, greater power and authority that operates in us. Therefore, we can change things around us. We can change the atmosphere. We walk into a room and it's miserable. We should actually bring joy and change it. Not walk into the room and it's miserable and think, oh, this is a miserable place. And end up being like the room we're in. We change things. But it'll only work if you believe it. It'll only work if you know you're carrying that kingdom. If you're carrying and releasing that different attitude or different way of thinking or different belief system around us. John 17:18 says, as you sent me into the world, and this is Jesus talking to the Father, I have sent them into the world. So the same reason that God sent Jesus into the world, which is to bring salvation to the world, he sends us into the world with the same message. To change and to bring salvation to the world in which we live in. And Jesus reiterated that when he was talking to his disciples just before he went back into heaven. In John 20:21, it says, so Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also sent you. We are sent as ambassadors. But we need to go in the same authority and the same power that Jesus went. To do the same things that Jesus did. Now, you might think, well, that's impossible. It isn't, otherwise Jesus wouldn't have told us to do it. It's just we've had a long history of not doing it in fullness that we don't really believe it. But actually, we need to take hold of these words and we need to get them into our spirit. I have been sent into the world as Jesus was sent into the world to carry the same kingdom authority and power and message. Ephesians 3:10 says, so that the manifold wisdom of God might be now made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. So we're not just to manifest God's wisdom, and the word manifold, I'll explain what it means in a minute, to the people around the world. Actually, it's supposed to be before all the spiritual forces and the powers in the heavenly places as well. So that we're actually operating in full kingdom authority in heaven and on earth. 1 Peter 4:10 says, as each one has received a special gift, that means everyone in this room who's a believer in Jesus, and even if you're not yet, you have a special gift assigned to you, a destiny. Employ that special gift in serving one another as good stewards. So we've been entrusted with stewardship, which means we have things to look after on behalf of God. Good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So God's grace, and that means his divine enabling power, is manifold. And we are here to display it. God is multifaceted. That means there are so many sides to him that we will never ever get to know him fully. Because there will always be more to experience and to find in God. God is multifaceted. He's multicolored. He has so many different colors. This is what manifold means. Multifaceted, multicolored. Multifarious. That's a funny old word. It means uniting many features. God brings together so many things in himself. A myriad. Great number of things. Inexhaustible variety. And we are ambassadors to reflect that on earth. We are there to reflect the facets of God. And each one of us has a different aspect that we are uniquely called to display to the world around us. To demonstrate that manifold wisdom, to be seen by the world and the powers of the world, to demonstrate the manifold grace of God to each other, and therefore the world can see how we live. We're all individually different facets that make up a diamond. If you look into a diamond and you see many sort of facets which are shapes on it, you look into it and you see different things. As we look, the world looks into our lives, they should see something of God. Because we're unique and individual, yet we're part of the whole. Every diamond is made up of the different parts, but it's a whole thing. And God calls us to be part of his whole. Romans 8:19 says, for the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. The whole of creation is waiting for God's children to be revealed in fullness of power and authority. So that creation itself will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Now, we were singing today about God's glory. God wants us to reflect his glory in the world in which we live. So we have glory. It's the glory of being God's children that the world is waiting to see. The whole of creation, see, creation itself of the universe actually remembers what it was like in the beginning, before sin and before the world fell. It's waiting to be restored back to that. And it's talking about it, that it's groaning, waiting. The only way it can be restored is through us. And God wants to use us to restore the whole creation back to its original thing. He wants to show us off to the world. He wants us to be such a reflection himself that he's a proud father and he wants to say, these are my children. Look at how they live. Look at what they do. Look at how they're able to perform miracles. Look at how they live above all the circumstances. How they change the world they live in. He's saying that is what he wants us to be like. God wants the world to see heaven on earth through us, his children. Now, how? What does that look like? I want to share a diagram of lots of different things. I'm not going to go into them, but I want to share them. The first area is the things of God that God wants to look through us. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The way, truth, and life in Jesus. Justice, judgment, and grace in the Father. And faith, hope, and love in the children. Four sets of three. One day I'll explain that more and how that applies to how God wants to work that out through our DNA. But that'll be another day. Then you've got the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. The fruit of God's character displayed through his children. Then you've got the seven spirits of God and how that's displayed. The spirit of the fear of the Lord, spirit of the Lord, spirit of knowledge, wisdom, counsel, understanding, strength. All being displayed through his children. Then you've got the gifts of the Spirit. Loads of those, I've put a few of them down there. Wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, distinguishing spirits, tongues, service, teaching, exhorting, giving, leadership, mercy. Some of the gifts that God gives his children to be able to be ambassadors. Then you have the ministries that were given to the church. Apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles, healings, helps, and administration. All those things can be demonstrated to the world. Then you've got the fivefold ministries there to equip the body for service. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, teachers. Then you've got the graces, grace, mercy, compassion and truth. Faith, hope, love. And ultimately, righteousness and justice, which is the foundation of the kingdom. And King Jesus. It's like, we're here to demonstrate those things to the world. Now you might think, well, I can't do all that. You don't have to do all of it. You just have to do your part. The thing that God has called you to do. You may have the gift of prophecy. You may have the gift of compassion. Whichever God has called you, all of us are there to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit. But God is giving us opportunity to actually show the world what he's like. Are we willing to be ambassadors for the kingdom of heaven on earth? That's the question. Because every one of each of us has to answer that individually every day we get up. Because we can only live for the kingdom one day at a time. And God asks us the question, are you willing to be an ambassador? Are you willing to represent heaven on earth in your life? How you live, what you think, what you speak, how you behave, what your attitudes are, reflecting heaven on earth. And I'll leave the question with you. Next time, I want to look into the manifesto of the kingdom, how it manifests as salt and light on earth. But as you leave this place, actually go as an ambassador. Go with that in your heart, that I'm going to make a difference tomorrow. It's bank holiday tomorrow. Make a difference where you are. On Tuesday, where you're back to work or in different things, make a difference in your workplace. Make a difference where you are in your life because you carry heaven within you. You carry God within you and God wants you to be a channel of his grace, mercy, love and power to the world around you. Amen?
If you've been blessed by this teaching from Mike Parsons, come and visit our website, freedomtrust.org.uk/A/R. where you'll find a whole range of resources. God has given us a mandate to raise up a Joshua generation who will enter into the promises of God and encourage others to do the same. Are you part of that Joshua generation? Is God calling you to partner with us? We'd like to invite you to connect with us on social media. You'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and on our Sons of Issachar blog. Freedom Apostolic Resource Center. We're here to help you and others find and fulfill your destiny.